Okay, so if you were here yesterday, you are doing this with me right now. And if you weren't here yesterday, you have no clue what I'm doing. And I'm going to let that be okay. And thank you in advance for following my lead. I just kind of want to set the tone. And I don't have a lot of time to talk because I want these amazing people to get to speak for the majority of time today. But I do want to warm up the space a little bit, and I want to warm up being together. So if you can just rub your hands together and create some warmth and some friction between your hands, that would be amazing. And once you have that warmth and friction, if you can just find a place to place one hand on the person's body sitting next to you and your other hand on the other person's body sitting next to you. Okay? So just negotiate as I speak. I love this. Negotiate as I speak this duality of giving and receiving touch. And if you ever need to generate some more warmth, you can. And if you ever need to move where you are touching, you can also do that. But just hold that together now while I just speak for about a minute and 30 seconds. Okay? So, if you're also sitting on either end without someone to touch on one side, let's mark this absence of bodies. And let's think about the bodies that maybe can't be here and some of the bodies that ghosted our conversations yesterday, like Sylvia Rivera, and who ghost our experience all of the time, okay? And so as I extended this invitation yesterday to think about touch and presence, and as our conversations, and also to let our conversations linger in a state of being unfinished. That is, we mobilize toward in conclusions while simultaneously aware, as our panelists engaged yesterday, of what is truly at stake in the queer work of feeling different. In my current work, I'm thinking a lot about presence, and touch is a great way to help you think about presence. Augustine writes about the human experience of time as a constant negotiation of what he calls the threefold present. This consists of our past present, which is often associated with memory, our present present, and our future present, which is often associated with the imaginary and fantasy. Considering the past present, if you were not here yesterday, you may be uncertain as to why you're touching the leg, hip, or if you were brave, maybe even the stomach of the person next to you right now. And like I said, I've chosen to let this be okay, and I thank you for following that lead. If you were here yesterday, you are performing with me now how repetition also provokes difference. The future present, the imaginary, the utopic, as Carlos commented on, holds a leading role in the We Who Feel Differently project. We imagine differently in this space and collectively put our bodies in motion to dance together toward this. The present present is trickier, I think. It has to constantly mediate these other two beings. And this is where the We Who Feel Differently project often lives for me, constantly negotiating and generating within this backward-forward space of trace and fantasy, while trying to hold these tensions alongside my belief that identity and belonging are doings. And we need to be attentive to our present present, not as an actuality, but always as a possibility. So quickly, before turning to our speakers, I'd like to use a tool from my performance practice that I find really useful and just tell you now what I see. So I see two men who may or may not know each other with their hands like this, making a really beautiful kind of space and negative space as well. And I see several of our speakers from yesterday very lovingly touching each other's legs and reaching out across to each other's shoulders. And I see another person turning their head around to see other people around them. I see someone who looks like they really want to scratch their face, but they're trying to really hold that warmth for the other person. So that's really just to say thank you all so much for being here, and I welcome you to this space of touch and investigation. And I'm now going to turn it over. You can release. And I'm thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I'm now going to turn it over to Ann Pellegrini, who I have deep respect for. And Ann is an associate professor of performance studies and religious studies and the director of NYU's Center for the Study of Gender and Sexuality. And Ann will introduce Jose.